On that note, I think it's time for game news. And yay! Guess who's joining us?
Yay!
Joel.
Hi, Joel.
I've been here all along. I just don't talk.
Oh, he was on mute.
He was in the basement.
That's right. And I don't even have a basement.
Yeah. Well, welcome, so, Joel.
Like when you play the peekaboo game with your kids, you know, you're like, where's Billy? Where's Billy? And you take your hands off your eyes. Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Same way with Joel. He was behind the couch the whole time.
We just didn't know it. Welcome, Joel. I think it's time for the Joel Show.
It is.
Ba-na-na-na. It's the Joel Show. Starring Joel.
It's Joel.
It's the Joel Show, and he's got
lots of good news.
All right. That sucked. Let's take the one that we recorded a long time ago and cut it in.
We should go into a jazz riff or something. Ooh, like
a
thrash version.
It's the Joel Show. Starring Joel. It's Joel. It's the Joel Show, and he's got lots of great news. My hair got messed up.
Version.
Yeah.
What?
You never heard of In Flames? It's a Swedish death metal band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He says, oh, yeah, like he knows.
I have all their albums.
Like he knows anything about music.
I have all their album.
All right. Oh, news. We have some game news, don't we?
You just got tickled there for a second. Hey,
I did. And I didn't even have my cell phone going off.
You have your cell phone in your crotch that time.
Let's not talk about that.
Well, see, now I'm going to have to leave that segment in prior.
I know.
Because then no one will know what we're talking about if I cut it out.
Yeah. And then I'm just going to listen to the show over and over so I can relive that moment.
You'll be like, redial me.
I'm going to have to call Reputation Defender just to get rid of
while you're wearing
minute,
your cute
It's your
shirt.
Own personal show and you can't take it down. No, I can't. Could you do it for me?
No, there's this other guy, see, that does the editing.
Right.
He can't
jerk.
Be bought.
Yeah. All right.
Have you tried chocolate?
I'm sorry, Joel. You'll have to listen to the rest of the show. We got some good news.
There's a hug shirt.
There is, and I totally want one. I think we all need to get one.
Yeah. If everyone had one, the world would be a better place.
And I think that's so true.
Isn't that true? I mean, you could tell the people who had it, too, because they'd be like,
you know, I'm going to buy one for Kim Jong-il and just change North Korea entirely.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's ambitious.
Yes.
That's serious. How are you going to get it on him?
I
understand he's short, so you could just like ambush him, but his hair sticks up 3 feet. I just had like this whole like Kill Bill kind of, you know. Just
totally. Totally.
I'll
sleep on him from above.
Shunk. Pardon me. What's your number?
When I hit the floor, he'll be wearing the shirt. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I will kill you all.
Hold on. Phone call.
All right. Nobody dies today. Okay.
But I will kill you all tomorrow.
Do you think any of our audience is understanding anything we're saying?
Who cares?
Okay.
I know someone who's not.
Where unprofessional podcasting sounds better. All right. We're having a good time anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Joel Show, but not really for Joel. It's it's just me and her, and we're just rambling stuff.
I apologize, Joel, for that previous interlude. Hey, remember Stefan Eriksson of Gizmondo?
Joel? Oh, you mean the guy who likes to race 150,000 miles an hour in other people's cars?
Yes.
That's the guy.
Who wrecked the red Ferrari Enzo, the incredibly rare Ferrari Enzo. Just wrecked it completely. Turned out it wasn't his. He accepted a plea bargain, finally. So his little scenario has come to a close. He's got closure, as we like to say. Of course.
That's the bar is closing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he's got closure on a cell.
Yeah. So he accepted a plea bargain. The plea bargain was he pled guilty and in return they dropped the whole oops, I wrecked the Ferrari bit. So that's nice.
As long as he returned the two other cars
that he
had.
The two other cars.
Which were not like, oh, he's got a Yugo. Or,
yeah.
It's not like the family minivan. I mean, this cat had a black Ferrari Enzo. Yes. He wrecked a red Ferrari,
the red one,
mind
right?
you. He had a black Ferrari Enzo and a Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren.
So he has plea bargained himself into a jail cell.
He got a three-year sentence.
He got a three-year sentence, and according to his lawyer, the plea was entered because of concerns over the cost of another lengthy trial, because he had a previous one that ended in a mistrial. And the quote here is, Stefan believes he can be successful in the future. He wanted to move on and ultimately be out of jail in a year. I know I could be successful if only I could get out of jail.
He was a Swedish gangster at one time. Yeah. That's kind of how this all happened.
Yeah.
It had to do with organized crime.
I'm sure he can be successful in the future, as in, I'm sure he'll have plenty of money in the future.
It really hit the fam for this guy. I mean, his mansion in Bel Air sold to the bank or remitted or what have you. The cars are being sent back to the Royal
Bank
of Scotland.
Did he have anything of his own to wreck?
I'm sure he probably bought his own drinks the night that he wrecked the car.
Maybe not.
When he was doing, 162 miles per hour.
Sweet.
If I had a Ferrari, I would go 162.
Yeah, yes, that's
true. Don't drink and drive, kids. You can go 162, just do it sober.
Yeah, totally.
So he took Dude, Where's My Car to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's what's over there and half over there.
Well, that's what the Royal Bank of Scotland was saying with these other two cars.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah,
he's like, I don't know. I'm in jail.
We want them back. Yes. So I just wanted to, because we had talked about him before, I just wanted to give that little update there. So that's nice. That's nice for him. It's all over. Okay. Joel, tell us about Xbox Live and their offering downloads. What kind of downloads?
Well, Microsoft. I mean, you know, they like to get into new markets from time to time.
Yeah.
You know, they see somebody making a few bucks and they go, hey, let's try to run them out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take
So
their
they
bucks.
Saw that Apple was making a few bucks with iTunes, and I'm sure they figured,
a few bucks.
We could get a piece of that pie.
Yeah.
So they're going to start to offer TV shows and movies. Now, most of it is initially going to be Disney.
Nice.
Movies.
Okay.
I guess
I like Disney.
Watch Bambi.
I don't so much care for Bambi, but yeah, others.
Hey, Bambi rock.
Don't, you don't like Bambi?
Don't diss Bambi.
It makes me cry.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, but I don't like crying.
It's supposed to make you feel.
I cry enough on my own. I don't need a movie to make me do it.
Blubber like a whale.
You have to look at Derek all the time.
No. Bitch, I will come down there.
Yeesh.
Don't let me turn this podcast around. But they're going to start, and they're going to use the Microsoft points, so which means you won't be able to buy the exact number of points that you need.
No, of course not.
You're
always going to have leftover points, and you got to buy more to get anything. Right.
Yeah, but then they can do that micro thing where they just buy like another hunk of armor or something for some game they don't actually have, but they'll have one should they get that game.
There you go.
Which they will be able to get in 2 years for a reduced price at, say, GameStop or
there you go.
Like that.
So that's what Microsoft's doing. They're essentially taking iTunes and making a version of it for
Xbox. Well, they have deals with CBS, Warner Brothers Home Entertainment, MTV Networks, and Paramount Pictures. That's a pretty good start.
That is a good start.
Not a whole lot of those are going to be on opening day, which I think is the 22nd, if memory serves.
Let's see.
So
if
a lot of those are going to be as it rolls out and then in the weeks and months.
Did you find the date?
November 22nd.
Nice. Sweet.
All right. So that's nice.
Hey, you know how many hours of content they have?
How many hours?
You don't know, do you?
I don't, actually.
I'm going to tell you. Right now, when the service was launched, they had 750 hours of content.
I thought it launched on November 22nd, which is upcoming.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Okay.
What day do you think it is?
November 22nd.
Right.
Today is the 7th.
Of December.
Of November.
Are you retarded? Where have you been?
I don't know.
Did you get my Christmas present yet?
Joel, help. I don't know what day it is.
Go get me a sandwich. I like to try to break her, and then when she's down there,
sandwich.
Get her to get me a sandwich. Oh. It never works. Never works. You try to tear her down, and then it's like,
I can't
sandwich.
Even get my own self a sandwich. So.
Just haven't broken them down enough yet.
That's right.
If you'll excuse me, after the show, I have to go run a voting machine.
All right. My apologies. We were trying to get somewhere. How many hours of content do they have? God.
Four or five.
Four or five.
750 and then up to 1,000 by the end of the year. And some of the content will be offered in high definition, although most will be in a standard format. No prices have been announced yet. However, the company will sell TV shows and rent movies.
That's awesome.
See how informative that was?
That was incredibly
informative. You can put it on your Zoom and stream it to other things.
So, so what's Sony got to say about all this? Anybody know?
They think it's a disservice.
Yeah.
A disservice? Why would they call it a disservice? Oh, that's one of them double entendres. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. It is.
I'm smart.
Go ahead, Joel.
I mean, my first concern is downloading high definition content. That will take a really long time if we're talking a full length movie.
That could take minutes.
Hey, who's got time for that?
Are you on dial-up still, Joel? No, I don't.
14.4 modem, baby.
I don't know. I don't actually know how long it would take to download a high def movie. Do you know?
A high def movie is hours. Yeah, it's several gig.
Okay.
So
we're talking gigabytes here. So.
Yeah.
So your best bet is just to rent the damn thing. In other words.
Yeah. Yeah. This is only a 20 gig hard drive, which empty is what, 11 or 12 gigs.
And a high def movie is
I don't know.
Full screen, it's like 8 gig or so.
I see.
Can you imagine downloading that? I mean, you have to download it and then come back 3 days later.
There it is. There we go. It's right here in the story. If all we had to do was read it, we would
go ahead.
Things.
Derek.
Let's see, this executive guy, Carricker. I'm reading from the middle. Dave Carricker. There he is. He's the Sony Computer Entertainment America PR chief. Dave Carricker was saying that, pointed out the fact that 7 gigabytes of the Xbox 360's 20 gigabyte hard drive are taken up by preloaded content, such as the game Hexic and its operating system. So you're already down.
If you keep that
7
game,
gig.
Yes.
Right.
But you are
and the
down
operating
7
system
gigs.
Itself, yeah. Sure. Right.
Right.
He did not point out the fact that nearly 4 gig of said content is deletable. So you're only down like 3 gig out of the 20 gig hard drive.
Right. So, but also, aren't they concerned, isn't Sony concerned, Joel, that basically the people who didn't buy only bought the core system, right? The one that doesn't have the hard drive, they would be left in the dust, which is kind of like, yeah, right, like Sony's concerned about that.
Well, they didn't want one in the first place.
Right.
They're not going to get it anyway.
Exactly. Yes.
You do have to have the hard drive to download the shows. Otherwise, there's nothing for them to go on to.
It can't fit on a memory card, Kristen. Like
I just got to think that the people that still just have the base core system without the hard drive, that's got to be a small number. I mean,
it's probably a small number, but also, I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you, for whatever reason, didn't get the system, you didn't get the system, and that means you don't get to partake in the extra services.
Right.
So, okay. I mean, I think people in general kind of understand that. They might think, well, that sucks.
And, you can buy the hard drive separately for $100.
Yeah.
And just add it on. So
yeah.
Even the people with the low-end system
can do it if they want to, you know, spend the money. And if they don't want to spend the money, then I'm sure they understand they will not be able to partake of the service.
Right.
That's right. And that's just not what
something. I just don't see what Sony's up in arms about.
Okay, Joel.
Yes, sir.
Let's assume that you have the low-end system without the hard drive.
Bite your tongue.
Well, we're just for the sake of argument, because I'm going to pose several questions here.
Okay. Like to argue. Go ahead.
Okay. I know you do. That's why I'm coming at you, buddy. Yeah. We're going to give you the low-end system. Now, would you rather spend $100 for a 20-gig hard drive for an attachment to this thing so you can use this service, or would you rather pay like $5 a month for Netflix and get several movies delivered right to your door in about one business day? We'd like to thank Netflix, who's a sponsor, proud sponsor of our user team.
Except Netflix doesn't offer any high definition.
True.
Yeah, they do.
Or deaf.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Sure, they do. No, I don't know for sure. I'm just defending them.
I see.
I've checked.
I get Netflix. I don't have an HDTV, though, so it don't matter to me or a player.
I've got the HDTV, and you know, I'm getting Friday.
Yes.
HD DVD drive that hooks up to the 360. So
nice.
I'm all about the high definition.
Yes.
Love the high definition.
You showed us your TV once.
That's right.
I'm sorry?
You showed us your TV
once. I showed
you
the TV.
That's
it's
right.
So pretty.
The one he says, it's right over there.
It's a pretty TV.
It is a pretty TV.
It's awesome. Okay. Enough about Joel's TV. Sheesh.
I don't even own a TV. I have TV envy. I don't have a television.
All right. Moving on. So that's the story, folks. Xbox Live, download high-def content. Sony thinks it's a disservice. Screw them.
They're just jealous.
They're just jealous.
Is there anything Sony has done right recently?
No.
Anything?
Nothing.
Can you think of, Joel, can you think of one thing?
I think they had Employee Appreciation Day.
You know, I...
the least of the assholes? Yeah. Hey, you've only been slightly a prick this year. Way to go, you.
You know, actually, the PS3 is getting some momentum now. It does look like it'll be slightly more popular than I originally assumed, because I thought it was going to tank completely.
No.
You
just go get your dollar and call
them. I'm ready to say it. I think a fair number of people are buying them with the intent of selling them. And I knew
they can't possibly think they're going to make money off of it. You know what I mean? Well, reselling them.
Well, all they have to do is look at what the 360 sold for on eBay when they first came out.
People that's true. They were way up there. They were. Yeah. Of course, it was cheap to buy one, and then they could mark it up quite a bit. This thing's coming out at $600, so.
Yeah.
Who the hell's going to pay $1,200 for a PS3 when it comes out?
Dude, well, dude, people will.
We're talking people here.
Yeah.
They will pay it. It's coming out in the holidays.
I keep forgetting how stupid we all are.
Yeah, we are. It's true.
I got to go vote.
All right. Moving on, because we're going to talk about the Wii in a minute. DOA producer slapped with sex suit. What can you tell me about that one, Joel?
No, I cannot possibly. What are you laughing at so already?
Because it's the way you phrase things. What can I say?
I cannot possibly hide my surprise.
Yes.
That a guy that makes video games with boobs the size of New Jersey would possibly be involved in a sexual tryst in the office.
I am shocked.
I am too.
Amazed.
This guy who tries to look like he's a rock star so bad.
Yes, he does.
You know, got the he's never pictured without the shades. And the long hair.
Whatever, you total poser.
So that he obviously.
All right. So, and his name is, forgive me, Tomonobu Itagaki.
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 Yeah.
Yes.
You guys are pathetic.
He works for Tecmo. And what's the name of the game? Dead or Alive Extreme Series, apparently.
Right. He just came out. Well. A year ago, he had, or 2 years ago, Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball.
Right.
And now there's about to be Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball 2.
Nice.
You gotta love.
I can picture it now.
Yep.
Yes.
It's like all the buxom women from like the fighting games just went, hey, screw it, let's go play some volleyball in bikinis.
Exactly.
Right. So he had this relationship.
Yeah.
Now he admitted to kissing the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Do you think there's a little bit more to it than that?
He said he
stuck his tongue in her mouth.
She said he even stuck his tongue in my mouth.
Oh, that's not the way I'm reading it.
Yeah, that's a picture I could have done without. It cost $85,000 or 10 million yen. I like saying 10 million yen.
Yeah, it sounds so dramatic.
It's like a lot.
Yeah.
Not so much.
But I guess he got a demotion. Off of this as well.
Apparently, but he's still doing the same job.
Yeah.
So it's just a demotion in name only.
They just kept, they keep him out of the booby rendering lab.
Yeah. We can hope. Yes.
Right. Doesn't stop him from looking through the window and licking the glass, though.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, what can I say? Men are pigs. All right, moving on.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Moving on. I don't know why, but this gets me all happy. The Wii is going to be, GameStop is offering a Wii bundle. I don't know why it makes me happy, because it actually sounds like a total ripoff to me, but it's the Wii. What can I say? Wii, it makes me happy. GameStop is offering the Wii bundle on Thursday for $699. And Joel, what comes in that bundle?
Well, you get the Wii.
Okay. Like which is $250. All
right. Right, 250 bones. You get a 1 gigabyte memory card, which is about $20 now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get so we're up to $270 now.
You get the nunchuck, which is about $20.
That doesn't come with it?
I don't know if that comes with the base system or not. I've heard it does. I've heard it doesn't.
You're serious? That's only about $20 for that?
Yeah, it's only come about on. $20.
Really?
I kid you not, buddy.
Well, they're not gouging you on the entire system. I should figure that everything else is cheaper, huh?
Yeah, probably.
I would assume.
Separately. Mm-hmm. We're very inexpensive. But you must also buy these six games. And if you don't want these six games, to hell with you.
Okay.
You have to buy Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. Now, everybody that buys the Wii wants to play Legend of Zelda. Right. So that's.
I'm sure a lot of people are buying the Wii, one, because it's inexpensive, and two, because of that game alone. It's almost absolutely worth it just for that.
Right.
Now, just me personally,
yeah,
I have never played a Zelda game. I know that kind of I have to hand in my gamer card.
Yeah, really?
Come on, man. I don't even play games, and I've played Zelda games.
I know.
How's that possible?
Even not like on that held hand. I don't make it like a career out of it. It's not like I go home and play games every night. You know,
I see.
I'm not a gamer. I have played games, you know.
You're not a gamer?
Not so much.
I thought you were a nice guy.
I'm a player.
He's a player.
I just don't play games.
Play-ya. Okay.
All right, so anyway. Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda. Trauma Center Second Opinion.
Okay.
What a great name.
Like yeah.
Is that like the digital version of Operation? Or you like take things out?
See games about doctors making mistakes and you need a second opinion.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Nice.
Right. Red Steel, which everybody says is a really bad sword playing game. So sweet.
Okay, good.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance. If you don't read comic books, you're going to be completely lost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where all the superheroes get together and fight each other, right?
Yeah, and they fight each other. I actually rented that game, and because I don't read comic books, I didn't have the slightest idea what the hell was going on.
You didn't know who was who, did you?
No, I just saw a bunch of bright colors.
Ooh,
pretty.
And that was it. This next one, I can't even say the name of this game.
Go on, do it.
Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz.
I love it. That's it. I'm pre-ordering the Wii
I'll
now.
Take two.
Yeah.
Super Monkey Ball. That just has dirty connotations to it.
Doesn't it?
Certainly does.
Like something you'd call someone. Stupid Super Monkey Ball.
So, and last but not least, Madden NFL 07. So
okay.
If you don't like sports games, you're screwed.
Right.
Now, is Madden 07 on all the consoles? It's not Wii exclusive.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say they have.
No. It's on every current gen, next gen, and handheld system.
Damn.
And PC. Oh, dude, that's the biggest video game every year. There's no system they would not make that for.
You're right. EA Sports has really got it going on with that one, don't they?
In fact, this is the first year that I believe Madden did not come out for the PlayStation 1. It came out for the PlayStation 1 last year.
Hmm. Okay. But you do get Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz.
That's right.
Good. Excellent. It's good to know. All right. So this whole thing is, okay, so these are the six games, and they cost altogether $449?
Let's see.
Because we got a $699 price tag here. 250 of it is console, and I realize there's maybe, what, $50 in accessories?
Right.
And then six games.
Which at $50 a pop would still be...
$250.
$300 for six games.
I knew
I'm
that.
Looking at $75 a game.
Blonde.
Ish.
All right, $75. How much? Quick. How much? $75, $154, $50. Exactly. I can work a voting machine. Back off, pal.
You know, I'm a blonde. Yeah. Stop it.
That officially makes them the most expensive video games out currently today.
But they wouldn't, if you buy them separately, they're not going to be $75 each, are they?
No, they'll be, what, $50 or
something? Yeah.
$50.
Well,
so that's where GameSpot.
I suppose we have
GameStop's
to wait until Thursday. And of course, by the time this show comes out, Thursday will have come and gone. And so we'll know what's in that bundle. But this doesn't go on sale until Thursday, November 9th. So they're not saying what's in the bundle until then.
They sure are.
Right.
GameStop and EB Games listing details of the bundle on their online store.
But people, it says in
see, it
the
says
story.
Right here, update number two. See that?
All right, fine. See? Fine.
You don't know. You didn't read it.
You're right, I didn't.
Can you read?
No.
All right, then.
Well, thanks a lot for bringing up such a painful subject.
No problem, Blondie.
While you're at it, why don't you just give me a paper cut and pour lemon juice on it?
I'm sorry. It does come with one other game.
Oh.
But it's a game that every Wii comes with, so it really doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
What is it? What is it?
Wii Sports.
Wii Sports, yeah.
All in boxing.
Okay. Well, that's good information. Thank you.
I live to serve.
All right.
Good. Go get me a sandwich.
Hey, you got a game that's kicking your butt this week?
Yeah, I do, but it's only been kicking my butt for about 10 minutes. Oh. But it's so price. It's so choice.
Is it Neverwinter Nights?
No.
Oh. Oh.
Because Neverwinter Nights 2 came out, and there were a lot of patches, and people were like, oh, God.
I know. You know, I'm going to wait until it comes. It goes platinum or something, whatever it is, and get it then.
I do have Neverwinter Nights 2, but I haven't played it very a whole lot.
I hear it's buggy.
Yeah, you're not going to like it. You might as well just box it up and send it right to me.
Yeah, I think that's
I'll
a good
get rid
idea.
Of that for you, Joel.
Hey, I'm done. Just give me the address, man.
It's here. It's Stardock at Top of the World. What's the zip code for Top of the World? Oh, 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 one.
Yes.
That's us.
Can I send it care of the geese that live on the sea?
Yes.
On the roof?
Yes, you
yeah.
can.
Those bastards.
Are they still there or are they flown
you
south?
You know, well, it seems that during this migratory period, they don't hang out so much. It's in the spring.
They all went up to Novi. I've seen them up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. So what's the game that's kicking your butt for the last 10 minutes?
Just came out. Actually, it kicked my butt earlier today.
Okay.
Gears of War. Aha. For the 360 today. It is the bloodiest, goriest game I believe I've ever seen.
Really?
And it is so choice.
Is it rated M for gore?
It's rated D for don't even look at it.
Wow.
Wow. B for barf.
Right. B for barf bag, as in you're going to need one. So it's quite gory. I mean, when you have a game where you chop up the aliens with a chainsaw at the end of your gun, you know you got some good violence there.
Good violence.
Right.
Yes.
This is for all the people who don't like Brad. People who don't like Derek.
So what kind of game is it? Is it an action first-person shooter? Is it a...
Very much so. It is a it's a first-person shooter. Yeah. I think you can scroll the view back and look like over the shoulder, but everybody plays a first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
It has some brilliant multiplayer mode. You can actually do co-op and go through the whole campaign like that.
Mm-hmm.
All with like buddies on your team?
Well, I don't have any buddies, but if I did, I would play co-op.
Okay.
Oh, Joel.
Aww.
No buddies.
Poor little guy.
Yeah. Advice that's too bad.
All the people on my buddy list quit.
Oh.
Oh.
That blows.
I'll bet there somebody might be out there on our forums or on our IRC channel at irc.stardock.com.
That's right.
Power user.
Everybody, Joel needs a friend. He has no friends. He needs somebody.
I'll pay you $10.
He is Dr. Love, after all.
That's right.
You should be paying him $10 to hang out with him.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
He makes me do it.
All right, so that's Gears of War, and that's for the Xbox, right?
Yes, if you have a high-def TV and a 360, and your parents don't care, absolutely can't recommend it high enough.
That is awesome. Goriest game Joel has ever seen. It's got to be M.
It's got to be M.
Oh, it's an M game. Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool. Any boobies?
Yeah, but you have to, they're all cut off of aliens, right?
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's not right. No.
Wait, let me get my little pad out. Check that fantasy right off of there.
Yeah, nasty. All right. That is excellent information, Joel. Gears of War, people, for the Xbox. Rated M, bloodiest, goriest game Joel has ever seen. All right. I think that's everything we have this week.
Is it?
I think it is.
All right.
Boy. Yeah. Sorry, Joel.
Well, maybe if you had rolled your ass out of bed earlier and been on the show,
seriously,
you could have had
Joel,
more.
Joel, you got to stop getting out of bed at 5 p.m.
God, and that wake and bake stuff's got to stop.
I get up at the crack of 4.
That's right, whether I have to or not.
That's
sometimes
right.
4:20.
Yeah. All right. That's everything we got for you. Thanks for listening, everyone. This podcast was brought to you by neowin.net, wincustomized.com, and quarter2three.com. Support us by subscribing to us on iTunes, Podnova, Odeo.com, and podcasts.yahoo.com. And you better look for us every week. No, I lie. Every other week at www.poweruser.tv.
Peace.